Well, Church, it's great to come to you again. And today I want to talk about a principle in God's word that is universal. It affects everybody, whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian. And that is the law of seed time and harvest, or the law of sowing and reaping. And if we turn in our Bibles to Genesis, just to lay a foundation, it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 to 12, God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So right in the creation, God put in this principle of seed time and harvest. Whatever you sow, you produce after your kind. And that principle is a spiritual principle. It's not just a physical principle that we see in nature. It's the principle of whatever I sow, I'll reap. Now in Genesis 8, 20 to 22, it says, we just turn to Genesis 8. "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." That's a really important promise. While the earth remains, there'll be a seed time and harvest. There'll be cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. They're not going to cease. So, you know, many of the apocalyptic prophecies we've had about the end of the earth because of climate change, according to this scripture, the earth is not going to end until Christ comes back. And there will be seed time and harvest, and there will be cold and heat. There will be summer and winter, and there will be day and night. Christ is going to come back for his church. But until he does, the principle of seed time and harvest is going to continue. So this is the method that God has chosen for this planet. And it'll be that way as long as the planet is in existence. And so seed time and harvest is God's method. It's right through the scriptures. And if we live according to it, whatever a man sows, so he'll reap. Now, Jesus had a little bit to say in Mark chapter 4 about this. It says this: "This is what the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day. The seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because harvest has come." So not only is it nature like it, but the kingdom of God is like this, that as we sow seed, the seed starts to produce and grow. We might not understand how, we might not understand the timings of God, but we can know this is whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. So I believe that, you know, in the years that we've been in this area, we have sown and sown and sown and sown the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, if the kingdom of God is like a man who sees, we should expect harvest to come. So it'll be like the popping of popcorn, maybe pop, 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 where we'll see this person save, that person save, that person. And they'll be able to trace it back to, I encountered that church, I encountered that message, I encountered that person. But that seed time and harvest, you know, we wish we could get the harvest immediately, but it doesn't work like that. As long as the earth exists, there will be seed time and harvest. The kingdom of God is like a man who sows seed. And so we as believers, we need to be making sure that we are sowing good seed, because whatever a man sows, he'll reap. Last week, I talked about marriages, and this principle works in marriages. If you sow good things into your marriage, you'll reap good things back. If you sow destruction into your marriage, you'll reap destruction. Whatever you sow into the garden of your marriage, you'll reap. Sow love, sow kindness, sow peace, sow appreciation, affection. Because if you sow those things, you'll start to reap them. So why don't we turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, and we'll start at verse 6. "One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will with the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So this is a wonderful passage that underlines the importance of sowing and reaping. So in verse 6, it says, you know, whoever is taught the word should care for those that teach it. Now, within our system, if you like, our structure, we say, sow your tithes and offerings, because that's the right thing to God. The Bible talks about the tenth, talks about the tithe. Sow that into the kingdom of God. And that's what keeps those that teach the word. And more than that, it helps fund the kingdom of God and the gospel throughout the world. But, you know, whatever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap, the Bible says. But we must share all good things with the one who teaches, because I'm sowing the word. So it's good to share good things to the one who teaches you this. Now, I don't want you to give me good things, but if you sow into the local church prospers and we're able to do more. And then it says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. And here's what it's saying is, look, God sees what you do with what you have. Don't be deceived that he doesn't. And don't be deceived that it doesn't have consequences, because he's not mocked, because he has this rule, this law, this principle. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. Do you know, there was a time, our church is committed to giving away 10% of what comes in. And we give it to the kingdom, we give it to missions, we give it away. And there was a time when the church ran out of money and we found it very difficult to pay the staff. But I knew that if we kept giving, God isn't mocked, and in the end we would reap. And that's exactly what we did as a church. We continued to sow in our famine. We didn't stop the support of missionaries. We didn't stop the support of compassion. We continued to sow. And it wasn't much longer before the church's circumstances changed financially. But just think, if I had held on to that money and used it for the church's need, I'd have no seed in the ground. The Bible says you should sow your seed and eat your bread. And that tithe, that's your seed. Don't eat it, because God isn't mocked, and he will withhold the full hand of his blessing on you if you do so. Then we see this. Whatever a man sows, that he reaps. So if you think, what is your best seed? If you just think about that with me for a minute. My best seed, what is it? How would you finish that sentence? My best seed is my heart. If I sow my heart and my life into the kingdom, into the purposes of God, then that will produce something. And God is looking for us to sow ourselves into the kingdom, a radical living where we live for Christ and him alone. But there are two ways to sow. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So how do I sow then? I can sow to the flesh, my own flesh, or can I sow to the Spirit? How do I explain or understand that? And I think I would take us to the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I sow to the Spirit when I sow to the kingdom of God and the will of God. Just like Jesus in the garden, he prayed, if this cup can pass from me, but nevertheless, thy will be done. And we have to be a thy will be done people if we're going to sow our best seed. That's sowing to the Spirit. That's putting God first. Sowing to the Spirit, and it produces eternal life. My best seed is my heart, and God is saying, sow your heart to me. And as I do that, do you know, what I find is as I put him first, the rest of my life comes in order. I need to sow generously to people. I need to sow words of affirmation and forgiveness to people. I need to sow love to people, kindness, long-suffering. And as I do these things, as I sow patience into situations, I'm sowing God's will into my circumstances. As I put him first, I'm sowing him first. Then the Apostle Paul goes on to say, let us not grow weary of in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So a lot of people, they give up. They don't wait. In due season we will reap because the law and principle keep on working. Whatever a man sows, he'll reap. If you want to sow goodness, don't go and get weary. Continue to do it. It would be so hard just to back off. But that's exactly what the devil wants us to do, is back off loving people, doing good to people, reaching people. And I want to close by just reminding you of what it says in James. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the latter rains. You also be patient. Just want to remind you that harvest is coming. So let's be patient. Let's trust God and let's look for him to do exceedingly abundantly what we could ever think or ask in Jesus' name. God bless you.